Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Left wing pass to Bobby Hull. Bobby trying to work into the attack zone, leaving it to at the point where Nestorenko has it. Spinning it behind where Mackey picks it up. He centers it. Flan is there to stop it. Tries again. Bobby Hull scores! And Bobby Hull now has 598 career goals. Scored low to Bobby Hull. Bobby trying to split around that defense. Does. And scores! That's Bobby's 599th. Bruins leading 5-4. The Hawks with the extra man. Pitt Martin on the right side. Left wing pass to Dennis Hull. And Dennis hurries in. Leaves it for Bobby. Shot. Score. 600 National Hockey League goals. And the fans in Boston give a great hand to one Robert Marvin Hull. 600 NHL goals.
That was long before I was a Blackhawks fan. Bobby Hull has passed away at the age of 84. The Chicago Blackhawks tweeted this. The Chicago Blackhawks are saddened by the passing of Blackhawks legend Bobby Hull, a superstar for our franchise between 1957 and 1972. Hull is a part of an elite group of players who made a historic impact on our hockey club. The Golden Jet helped the Blackhawks win the 1961 Stanley Cup and delivered countless memories to our fans whom he adored. Generations of Chicagoans were dazzled by Bobby's shooting prowess, skating skill, and overall team leadership that led to 604 career goals, a franchise record that remains to this day. We send our deepest, thimpest sympathies to the Hull family. And the part of that that I connected with was countless memories to our fans whom he adored. I met Bobby long after he played. You know, he was a goodwill ambassador for the Hawks, and he was always gregarious and funny and kind and wanted to give you a kiss on the cheek. And I had heard what had happened off the ice, but I hadn't really looked into it until today. And many people are focusing on that. Joe Brand is joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. I want to focus about what he did on the ice. Has it been matched? It has in some ways, right? But not in the Blackhawks franchise.
In terms of Bobby Hull's on-ice prowess?
Yes.
There's probably going to be, when Patrick Kane's career is all said and done, an argument of who was the better Blackhawk. I don't know if Patrick Kane is reaching Bobby Hull's record goal total of 604. Patrick Kane is a ways away from that, 439. It's going to take a lot of years for him to get to there, and it's going to take a lot of years with him on the Blackhawks, most importantly. I said earlier on with John Williams that somebody dubbed Patrick Kane already the most successful Blackhawk in franchise history, so you could probably make the case with that. But in terms of his goal-scoring record, I don't know if anyone's going to reach that anytime soon.
I guess he was. Was he 83 or 84? I'm getting conflicting reports.
84 is what I've been hearing the most of, yes.
That's what I thought. And have they said what he passed from?
They have not, no. And I know it came as a bit of a surprise this morning. It was kind of taking a while for everyone to go ahead and confirm it. But once it did, everyone started to basically follow the lead then.
Joe, we're in the NHL All-Star break right now. Hawks are not back on home ice until a week from tomorrow. There is any plans from the team yet, whether it's the tribute they do for Bobby Hull or whether they wear his number 9 on the sweater, anything like that, have you heard?
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard any of that yet. I know all of this is still pretty raw. I'm not too sure, Kev, because it's halfway through the year. I don't even know if an NHL rule, if you're allowed to put something on the uniform for the rest of the season. I'm sure there's ways around it, but you know, he's got his number 9 retired. He's got the statue outside the building. He and Stan Mikita are actually right outside gate 3.5 and on the north side of the atrium, so everyone sees that on their way in. So I'm not quite sure. And yeah, it is the break has just started for the Hawks, so not entirely sure if they're planning on doing anything like that. But Lisa, you were mentioning this earlier. I think Bobby Hull is a big reason why there are so many Blackhawks fans here. I think he was probably the biggest player of that generation of Hawks fans. Obviously, a big reason of the 1961 Stanley Cup. There's actually only two players left that were on that Cup team, and Glenn Hall and Bill Hay. But, you know, everyone knows about the Taves and Kane era and Seabrook and Keith and Sharp and all those great players. But before that, there was Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita and Tony Esposito. And that's why there is such a close-knit kind of fraternity-like of older an older generation of Blackhawks fans, and it wasn't until Rocky Wirtz took over and then a new regime took over the Blackhawks that kind of revived that relationship with Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita and made them ambassadors and kind of reincorporated the history of the team to the current of the team. The team and Bobby Hull did part ways just a few years ago, too. So as you were mentioning earlier, Lisa, obviously there's parts of Bobby Hull's life that can't be ignored, and that's part of his legacy as well. But yeah, in terms of the team always recognizing him and bringing him back, that was a big move of Rocky Wirtz. One of the first things that he did, and a reason why he had such a personal and heartfelt message about Hull's passing as well.
Bobby Hull was convicted of assaulting a police officer who intervened in a dispute with then wife Deborah in 1986. He was also accused of battery, but that charge was dropped after Deborah told authorities she didn't want to testify against her husband. Hull's second wife Joanne accused him of abuse during an interview with ESPN for a 2002 show. So in every obit you read about Bobby Hull, that's a part of his legacy. But his legacy on the ice is what has always carried him through. And when I was talking about, you know, the Golden Jet, I didn't know that his son was, what did they call his son?
The Golden Brett.
Yes.
Brett Hull, yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I've been listening to different podcasts and different kind of eulogies of Bobby Hull and the back and forth past that he had. But actually, Pat Boyle, who does a great job of pre and post on the TV side, brought up a good point that Bobby Hull's nickname kind of encapsulates the player that he was. You know, I didn't know this, that he was called the Golden Jet because of his blonde hair. I knew, like, Jet made sense. He was fast, he was explosive, he was powerful, but then the golden part came from his hair, so that was kind of cool. I never had heard that. It was also a little ironic that he ended up becoming a Winnipeg Jet in both the WHA and the NHL, but sadly enough, just a few years ago, we lost Tony Esposito, and I was curious why they called him Tony O, because his last name starts with an E, but it was because he had so many shutouts and hung so many zeros, that's why he was Tony O. So, you know, I didn't get to watch Bobby Hull. I didn't get to watch Tony Esposito. I'm, I guess, fortunately, too young for that. But I feel like I was lucky to always hear the full story about these players, of who they were as people as well, and their flaws and their downsides. But, yeah, I mean, again, he's a big reason why the Chicago fan base, the Chicago Blackhawks fan base, that is so strong and so close-knit these days, because they were watching because of Hull and Mikita and Esposito. And just like how nowadays it's Taze and Kane.
And I think it would have been a different outcome, because in 1986, there was not social media. People weren't getting canceled. I think people might have read a little bit about the domestic violence issue in the paper, but it would not have been the widely known news that it is today. So they did end his role as an ambassador in 2022, but that was mostly after Esposito and Mikita had passed, and he was the last one doing it, and I think they kind of just moved on from hiring those guys for that role.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a combination of things. It was definitely that. It was post-COVID. I'm sure they didn't want guys like Bobby Hull needing to be around a ton of people on a daily basis when, you know, no one's quite sure what the health status is going to be these coming days. And also just a new regime, new front office, new everyone in charge just kind of wanted to turn the page, and that was part of it. And again, it's not the first time that the Blackhawks and Bobby Hull had parted ways from each other. So, and again, it's not hiding anything. It's part of the story. It's part of the history of where Bobby Hull stood with the Blackhawks and where he stood with everyone else. And I mean, Lisa, you can look at the text line now. I mean, there's everyone from both sides. There's so many fans out there that have a great story of meeting Bobby Hull, getting to shake his hand, hearing a great story. I saw one that somebody asked for an autograph, but they didn't have a piece of paper or a pen, and Bobby Hull pulled out a dollar bill and signed it and gave it to them. So, of course, there's those great stories, but of course, there's the rough ones as well. We're going to do our best to walk the tightrope on Blackhawks Live tonight, because, of course, there's a lot of things to talk about Bobby Hull's hockey career that was so big for this Blackhawks franchise.
That starts at 7 o'clock with the very man you are listening to, Joe Brand. Thanks for jumping on the show, Joe. We'll be listening at 7.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. Talk to you later.
Steve has the news next on 720 WGN. Lisa Dent.
see.